每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
1月13日，上帝的使者。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像上帝借我们劝你们一般。我们替基督求你们与上帝和好。哥林多后书5章20节。大使是一个国家的元首差遣到另外一个国家居住，并作为母国全权代表的首席外交官员。大使的一言一行代表着母国元首的意愿。大使只能说母国元首要他说的，做母国元首要他做的。现在设想一下，耶稣要你做他的大使，他要你在所住的地方代表他。你和别人交往时，耶稣要你和他们分享他的话语和见证。你是天国的子民，被上帝差遣到你的家人、朋友、同事、邻舍身边，让他们知道上帝是谁。这里有很多的责任。可惜很多人号称是基督的代表，却行了诸多的不义，从而给耶稣做了反见证。不要让这些反见证拦阻你做基督真正的使者，做基督纯全的代表，说基督清晰的信息。让我们一同祷告。主耶稣，让我今天的所言所行都能够真正代表你。奉主的名求，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
January 13th, Ambassador. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. An ambassador is a person who is sent by the leader of a kingdom to live in another kingdom as an official representative of the kingdom from which he or she was sent. In other words, what the ambassador speaks and does tells everyone, "This is what my leader is all about." So, it is important that the ambassador does and says only what his or her leader would want him to do and say. Now, imagine Jesus has asked you to be his ambassador. He wants you to represent him where you live. As you interact with others, Jesus has given you his authority to share his words and customs with those with whom you live. It's as if you are a citizen of heaven and have been sent to your family, your friends, your career,and your community in order to let others know what God is like. It's a lot of responsibility. Unfortunately, throughout history, some people who have claimed to represent Jesus have done some terrible things, and in the process, Jesus' message was misrepresented. Don't let the poor example of some people stop you from being a true ambassador for Jesus. Choose today to restore what it means to represent Jesus purely and share his message clearly. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, let me represent you today in everything I say and everything I do. Amen.